tend to follow examples, don't we? Sometimes, unfortunately, these are bad examples, and we learn people's bad habits and maybe copy some of their wrong lifestyle choices. But I think one of the great privileges that we have as people who come regularly to church or come to church from time to time and are exposed to the Bible is that the Bible is full of good examples. It's full of some bad examples as well, but there are some good examples. And one of the good examples is a man called Andrew. Now, he's sometimes called Saint Andrew, and I want to say something about this man today and offer him to you as an example of a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Yeah, Andrew was a fisherman, but there's more to Andrew than just a fisherman. Andrew has a number of important things to teach us, and we find Andrew in the New Testament as a fisherman who seems to have been from a town called Bethsaida, and he probably then moved and lived in Capernaum. But Andrew was looking for something beyond himself, beyond just the fishing, beyond just his village, beyond what he had. He was what you might call a seeker. Now, I think there's a sense probably in which all of us are looking for something beyond what we have at the present time, something that takes us beyond ourselves, up to a next level of life and existence. But I think what we often do is we do not appreciate that what we're really looking for and where we will only find fulfillment if we find this person is that we're looking for someone. And that person is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who fulfills our deepest needs. Now, Andrew, he became fascinated by a very unusual preacher that suddenly appeared on the scene during Andrew's lifetime. He was a really unusual preacher. He lived out in the desert. He wore a coat made of camel's hair, a leather belt round his waist. And get this, his diet was locusts and wild honey. You fancy locusts and wild honey? How do you fancy that for dinner? Mom, what's for dinner today? Locusts and wild honey. Mom, what's in my lunchbox? Locusts and wild honey. What's for breakfast? Locusts and wild honey. Well, it's just like locusts and wild honey. I guess he liked locusts and wild honey. But he lived off locusts and wild honey. And the most important thing about this person was that he was a preacher of righteousness, of repentance. This is John the Baptist. And he suddenly appeared from nowhere. And there was an expectation at that time that God's deliverer was going to come to the people of Israel. And a lot of people thought that John the Baptist, because he just kind of came from nowhere, he lived out in the desert, he was kind of, a strange kind of character, but yet somebody who was clearly God's spokesman, a lot of people thought that he was the deliverer and began to follow him. One of these people was Andrew. And he followed John for a time, but John was not the deliverer, and he told people that. And we have an interesting incident. I just want to read to you from John's Gospel. John chapter 1, verse 35. The next day, John was there again. John had been out preaching. Lots of people came to hear what he had to say. And when Jesus, this man who was a carpenter from Nazareth, yet he suddenly appeared, there was something special about him. John pointed away to Jesus and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And that's a kind of timeless summary of the preaching of John the Baptist. And we read later on that the next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples, so there's two disciples here with John, when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. And now we learn the identity of one of these two disciples of John the Baptist. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John said. And what did he do in response to what John said? Andrew had been looking for something beyond himself, beyond his little sphere of existence. And he recognized when John the Baptist pointed away to this man, Jesus, and when Andrew and the other disciple of John, when they were exposed to the presence of Jesus, to the teaching of Jesus, to the charisma which he exuded, to the otherness that they recognized in Jesus, there was only one thing that Andrew could do. I wonder if you're here this morning and we could put you into that category. You're perhaps a seeker. You wouldn't say yet that you're a Christian, but you may be interested. Somebody's invited you to come along. Maybe somebody invited you to come to the Cayley last night, and you've come to church, and you're looking for something. Well, I can tell you that the something you're looking for is Jesus Christ. You will never be truly satisfied until you find him.